With your latest news, I'm Carsley Fuller. The United Kingdom Minister for State for Armed Forces met with the Premier at the Government Administration Building. More from Radio Cayman's Jay Earhart.
The Right Honourable Mark Lancaster is on island for 4 days to discuss disaster relief and the Cayman Islands' support for the Bahamas following Hurricane Dorian. In addition to visiting Customs and Border Control and the Royal Cayman Islands Police Service Marine Unit, the minister will meet with the Cayman Islands Cadet Corps to learn about their training and programs. Discussions with Red Cross and Hazard Management Cayman Islands are also on the agenda.
Inspectors head back to Sir John A. Cumber Primary School for its third follow-through inspection to check on their progress in addressing recommendations outlined in previous week assessments. Following the initial inspection of the school back in November 2014, the Office of Education Standards conducted two follow-through inspections to evaluate the progress. The most recent one took place in January, and although there had been some improvements in the areas, inspectors found that progress overall remained weak. So this week, the third follow-through inspection took place with regard to 16 recommendations. Inspectors found that progress was satisfactory in most areas, but, quote, student achievement across all groups in English and mathematics remained well below expected standards. OES Director Peter Carpenter.
Sir John A. Cumber Primary School will join the usual cycle of inspections and will be revisited by the Office of Education Standards Inspectorate later in the current academic year. And the next inspection will report on all aspects of the school's performance as required by the Framework for Self-Evaluation and School Inspection, which is called Successful Schools and Achieving Students.
And as the Cayman Islands population continues to grow, the Health Services Authority is beginning the implementation of its 30-year Master Facility and Service Development Plan to expand services and access to care to meet the changing demographics and new demands for healthcare services. Amongst the HSA's plans is a satellite medical facility in Bodentown that will replace the existing health center and offer a range of expanded and new clinical services to residents of the Eastern Districts. HSA CEO Lizette Yearwood.
Emergency response times will be substantially reduced with the full completion of the new facility. The project will be undertaken in two phases over multiple years.
The HSA has published a request for proposals for architectural drawings of the new Bodentown Medical Center, which will also house its own emergency medical services and acute care services. The authority expects to finalize the RFP and vendor selection process by the end of the year and announce projected cost estimates and a project schedule for the new facility in 2020. Now with a check of international news, here's the BBC, which will take us out of the newscast. I'm Carsley Fuller from Radio Cayman's newsroom.
BBC News with David Austin. In the past half hour, the United States has announced that it's sending thousands of extra troops to support Saudi Arabia in response to last month's attacks on the country's oil industry. The Defense Secretary, Mark Esper, said two squadrons of fighter aircraft as well as air defense systems were among the extra forces being deployed. The United Nations says about 100,000 people have been forced from their homes in northeastern Syria by Turkey's military offensive against Kurdish fighters. The UN warned that more people would have to flee if the assault continued. It's now into its third day. President Trump has lost an appeal to stop 8 years of his tax records being released to a U.S. House committee. A federal court in Washington ruled by 2-1 that Mr. Trump couldn't block the order. He's never made his tax returns public, despite promising to do so. The Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed, who's won the Nobel Peace Prize, says he hopes the award will inspire other African leaders to work for peace. The Nobel Committee praised his decisive role in ending the long-running border dispute with Eritrea. The UN Refugee Agency said more than 250,000 people in Burkina Faso have been displaced by violence over the last 3 months. It says malnutrition and starvation are a real threat. South Korea is to cut the size of the army by a fifth in the next few years because of the country's falling birth rate. A declining number of young men are available for compulsory military service. BBC News.